Left-wing UC Berkeley activist sentenced to 39 years in psych ward for murder. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 29, 2019. A former UC Berkeley student and left-wing activist has been deemed insane and sentenced to 39 years to life in a psychiatric facility for the murder of a woman and the attempted murder of a second woman in Berkeley, California. Pablo Gomez Jr., a known left-wing activist on UC Berkeley's campus who reportedly preferred to be addressed by the gender-neutral pronoun they, was deemed unfit to stand trial for murder and sentenced to 39 years to life in Napa State Hospital last week, according to a report by San Luis Obispo Tribune. The 24-year-old leftist was transferred to the custody of the Department of State Hospitals after pleading no contest to the first-degree murder of a 27-year-old teacher, Emily Inman, and the attempted murder of her friend, Kiana Schmidt. Gomez, who had been a Chicanx/Latinx studies major at UC Berkeley at the time, fatally stabbed Inman at her home on January 6, 2017, and then went on to stab Schmidt after hiding the teacher's body in the garden, according to the Post-Millennial. The report added that Schmidt, who had driven Gomez to Inman's home, believing it to be the home of one of his friends, found the man in the yard, drenched in blood, with a knife. That's when Gomez reportedly stabbed Schmidt, who managed to escape the attack, despite her injuries. According to the San Luis Obispo Tribune, Alameda County Assistant District Attorney Teresa Drenick said that Gomez made the pleas with a stipulation that he would be not guilty by reason of insanity based on the opinions of four doctors at the time of the crimes. Alameda County Superior Court Judge C. Don Clay, however, reportedly said in court that if Gomez is ever restored to competency and deemed fit to stand trial, he will serve the remainder of his sentence in prison. Inman's father, Scott Inman, wrote a letter in preparation for last week's hearing, stating that the loss of his daughter has been devastating for the Inman family, and that the case's conclusion still leaves many questions unanswered regarding the strange collection of events that led Gomez to commit such a heinous crime. The profound grief that accompanies a loss of a child, especially considering the conditions in which she died, have made the last 3 years seemingly unbearable at times, wrote Inman. The numerous trips to the Alameda County Superior Courthouse have continued to challenge our mental state as well as our deep emotional being. In November 2016, just 5 weeks before his murderous rampage, the left-wing activist tweeted that the United States is a violent white supremacist settler empire whose only fate is annihilation, according to the Post-Millennial. Gomez, who was also involved with the school's Queer Alliance Resource Center, was even featured in a 2014 Vice film about climate change. "The way that we've been living our lives isn't working out for us," preached Gomez in the film. "The world, as we know it, is in danger." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.